Yeah, man. Yeah. Hi. How are you, everybody? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here until 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and then Pete McMurray filling in for Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. And I'm on vacation for the rest of the couple of weeks here. Matt Bubala next couple of nights, Mark Carmen on Thursday morning, and John and Esmeralda filling in on Friday morning. And speaking of Esmeralda, we're about to bust into pop-up video, it'll be the last pop-up video challenge of 2016. So get your cats ready. This is the board game based on the popular VH1 show pop-up video, where Skip Skipley has a card, and it's about a certain song, a certain video, questions about the video, questions about the song, and then pop culture-related questions on the other side of the card. And shall we hear the theme? All right. Look, Esmeralda, look, it's Skip Skipley.
What?
Hey, guys.
No. Hi, Skip.
How's it going?
Where have you been?
In London.
London?
Oh, wow.
Yes, Anne Robinson says hello.
Who's that?
You are the weakest link.
Oh. Yeah, what's she up to?
We had a spot of tea.
Oh, that's nice.
Relaxing.
That's nice.
I used to have a thing for Anne Robinson. When I watched that show, I liked her. I liked her. In that same way that I liked the Meredith Vieira, I got a thing for Meredith Vieira. I liked her, man. Yeah.
Wow.
I did, seriously.
Right.
I
no,
thought she
I'm
was,
not doubting it.
She was sexy. All right. Well, all right there, Skip Skipley. Welcome back.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming back out of retirement for the 48th time.
No problem. My pleasure.
All right. And he will be retiring when we take a break, and then he'll unretire again because he likes to do that.
Right.
Okay. Spot of tea with Anne Robinson. That's good.
Yep.
Okay. Shall we?
Shall we?
All right. Who's going first?
We'll go with you, Mr. DeJoe.
Oh, brother.
Your song is Safety Dance by Men Without Hats.
Oh, man. Okay.
Nice.
Please sing any line of this song.
Okay.
Do you want me to dance around?
Like the little dude? Okay. Here we go. You can dance if you want to. You can leave your friends behind. And if you don't dance, then you can't dance. You're no friend of mine. You can dance. You can dance. Everybody's taking off their pants. You can dance. You can dance. We got to take a chance for the safety dance. That was a safety dance. All right.
Wow. Funny because Scrubs.
Yeah.
There's that whole scene where he starts talking about that.
Yeah. Wow, that's weird. Okay. All right. Esmeralda gets this one, right?
Yes.
All
and right. Coincidentally, it's something she was going to do anyway. Esmeralda, please perform part of the safety dance.
Sing it, DiGilio.
You can dance if you want to. You can leave your friends behind.
Wow, she got up.
You dance, and then you don't dance, and you got no pants of mine.
What?
Okay.
Did she not have her headphones plugged in? Like I was expecting.
How long is the cord on your headphones?
It's very long.
Because
you were
one of the squidgy one.
That's the technical term, I think.
What is this? What do you call that?
It's a coiled curve.
There
is
you go.
It? Yeah. Anyway, because she safety danced halfway around the room.
Right. It's like okay. I was gonna say it's like intestines. It's just I could go around the whole room.
All righty then.
It's a fact.
All right. Well, that's
your
good. That was a good safety dance.
20 feet long or something?
I know. Yes. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're enjoying your breakfast.
That was a fact.
Okay. All right. So that was a good safety dance. Nice job.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. I wouldn't have been able to do that. I forgot what the safety dance was until you did it.
Oh, I love that video.
Okay. That little dude dancing around?
Just all of it.
Okay.
All of
well,
it.
We can't talk about it because there's probably going to be details that we're going to ruin. All right. Pop-up video. What's next there? Sky Skip Skipley.
Hey. Men Without a Hats come from what Canadian city on the St. Lawrence River?
Canadian? Really?
Apparently so, according to pop-up video.
Those guys are Canadian?
I didn't think they were Canadian.
Wow. All right. Wow. Where is it located?
What Canadian city on the St. Lawrence River?
Huh. Vancouver?
That is incorrect.
What is it?
Montreal.
Oh.
Okay, that makes sense.
You can dance if you want to.
They got that European feel, so French. French Canadian.
That's not what I think of when I see.
Well, Montreal.
Those guys. No, I know. I know. I understand what Montreal is. I just don't. When I think of the men without hats, I don't think, oh, French Canadian, for sure.
What do you. Well, no.
I thought they were British.
I'm putting two and two together.
I thought they were British.
European.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they only had one song.
I mean, I thought, yeah. I didn't think they were Canadian.
Yeah. Well, that means they like Saga.
Well, the more. Maybe they toured with them. You never know.
Oh, no. I would have seen them.
On a, like, a radio, you know, one of them radio concert gigs in the summer.
Festival?
Yes,
is that what you mean?
There you go.
Is that the word you're looking
just
for?
Losing all
intestines in a festival.
Words.
All right. All right. Okay, Skip.
Esmeralda, lead singer Ivan sings that he can act like what word meaning idiot? Lead singer Ivan sings that he can act like what word meaning idiot?
Why didn't I get this one?
Wait. No.
Just going through all the lyrics.
No, I can only remember what you sang. Fool.
No.
I don't remember.
May I, Skip?
Please.
Imbecile.
Yeah, that wouldn't have. Yeah. Wouldn't have thought of that.
Mo calls Curly an imbecile a lot in the Three Stooges.
Oh, okay.
Imbecile.
Oh.
Okay. All right. It's tied at one with the safety dance by the Canadian Saga fans.
Wow. A bit of one of the other game shows we have here on the Nick DiGilio Show tying into this one. It's a Saturday Night Live trivia question.
Ugh.
And it just so happens to be Nick's turn. What out-of-this-world place did the Coneheads come from? It is multiple choice. If you
I don't
like
need it.
It. Yeah.
France.
Out of this world.
Oh, what planet?
Yes.
Are they from?
Yes.
Oh boy.
Oh, look at that.
Whoa.
They claim to be from France. They would tell people that
so
they were from
slick.
France. What? I just thought they wanted France because I got all confused now because of the French Canadian
sure
thing. I went
you
immediately
did.
With France.
Uh-huh.
Give me the. I always forget the.
A Venus, B Croesus pack, C Remulac, D Queens.
Remulac.
Queens. That's a
so
good one.
So sly.
We are from France.
Esmeralda. What three-part, quote-unquote, dance do safety experts recommend if you're on fire?
Oh, stop, drop, and roll.
That is correct.
What did the Coneheads have to do with this?
Because,
safety cones, maybe?
No, that's good. That's legit.
Yep.
I was just trying to see if there was some sort of connection.
Maybe there's something about worlds.
Maybe it's like the way. Space. Maybe it's the way that the guy sings, and he sounds like Beldar.
He kind of does.
You can dance if you want to. Yeah, you can see Beldar sure. singing that, right?
Yeah.
We are from France.
French Canada.
Yeah. Whose question is this?
This is yours.
Uh oh.
What quote unquote man without hair starred as a lollipop eating TV detective in the 70s?
Telly Savalas.
And the role?
Kojak.
That's correct.
Who loved you, baby? You don't remember Kojak at all.
I know Kojak.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I was going to say it, but then you said it.
Who loved you, baby?
Esmeralda.
Yes.
Multiple choice. What's the herb cilantro called when it's in its dried form?
Oh, coriander.
That is correct.
Give her a
damn herb.
Cooking a herb. Trying to throw everybody off, Skip?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
On your toes.
Oh, is that it?
That is it for that card.
So we got a new card. We're tied at three, Esmeralda. This is a suspenseful suspense.
Uh-huh.
All right. Get the cats ready. Dave Ennett and his cat army.
Got my tea.
She's got tea, so she's ready to go.
We'll be interested to hear if the cats respond to humming because the song is Crash Test Dummies.
Too bad I don't know any of the words. That's all I got.
Once there was this girl. That's all I know.
She had spots on her skin. right? Wasn't that one?
I don't. And he
birthmarks.
I remember the video because it was little vignettes, like they were doing a play.
Yeah. I am not going to do well on this card, Dan.
Well,
the skip.
Next question is, what is being performed?
What
is being performed in the video?
I just need to be quiet.
What is being performed in the video?
Mm-hmm. Esmeralda just said it.
Vignettes?
Of a...
I don't know. What?
Of a... What do vignettes are part
a
of?
A play?
Yes. A play is being performed.
You're all welcome.
Right. Yeah, I would have never have gotten that. Because I've never watched this video.
Have you seen that?
No.
I think I watched it because of Papa Video.
It was like for 2 seconds. Like as soon as it would come up on screen, here's Crash Test Dummies. Click.
Nope.
Switch. Once there was this girl. What about Somebody Wants to
I was listening to that song yesterday.
Smash Mouth?
Yes.
All right. We got a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. And when we come back, we got my dad's going to tell a joke. We are going to hear a very exciting Blackhawks Express from last night's game. And then we will finish up with the pop-up videos. Okay? All right. So look at Skip Skipley. He retired, and he's back.
Hey, everybody.
Skip Skipley.
How far did you get this time?
Not too far.
Oh, okay.
I looked outside, and I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll just wait here in case they want me after the break.
You'll retire here and then come back.
Right.
All right. Well, welcome back, Skip Skipley.
Thanks.
All right, we were in the middle of what card here?
We are still in the midst of the
stupid crash test.
Yes.
All right, who's question?
Esmeralda's question.
Here we go.
Headline News was a parody song of this song performed by what performer? Headline News was the parody song of this song being performed by what performer?
Oh, Weird Al.
That is correct.
Who the hell else?
I know, right?
For a second, I was like, wait, you were asking me what the name of the song was.
As soon as you hear parody song,
well,
come on.
It could have been.
No one else. All right, what's next?
Crash test dummies were invented by the Air Force to test seats in what type of aircraft? Crash test dummies were invented by the Air Force to test seats in what type of aircraft?
Fighter jet?
That is incorrect. Oh. Rockets.
Rockets. Okay. Rockets. All right.
We are on the extra credit portions of things.
Yes.
Esmeralda, mm-hmm. Coincidentally enough, another food question.
Oh.
What food slogan is good?
Wait, oh.
Come on.
Where is it? Oh, Campbell's.
Yes.
For a second, I was about to say McDonald's, so back off.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, but they had different ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What happened now? What am I going to get a question about Canada now?
The Brady family performed what play in their own backyard?
What?
The Brady Bunch performed a play in their backyard, apparently. Which play is it?
And this is not multiple choice?
Not multiple choice.
What the hell is going on? All right. All I know is that they did a play with the first Thanksgiving, it was pilgrims and stuff. I know they did that.
That's not the answer we're looking for, unfortunately.
All right. Romeo and Juliet.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Featuring Slappy. Esmeralda, what was the quote-unquote Weird Al Bundy occupation on Married with Children?
The shoe salesman.
That is correct. And surprisingly enough, another Saturday Night Live question. What was the name of Mike Myers' character on the Saturday Night Live skit Sprockets?
Dieter. Okay.
That concludes our game.
That's it. Esmeralda, you won.
Yay. What?
7-5.
What?
7-5. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's how you end the that's how you end the year now.
I won once.
You won once.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, there you go.
All right, listen, Esmeralda, have a great holiday.
You too.
Thank you for filling in. Dan, have a great Christmas, and everybody listening.
You too.
I'll be back on January 2nd. Everybody have a safe and happy and healthy holiday. I'll see you guys soon. You know what? The news is coming up in 14 seconds. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Stay tuned with all the guys that are filling in for me. I appreciate that, and I'll be back on January 2nd. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. WGN News Time is 5 o'clock. The news is sponsored by Waltz Food Centers. And by the way, Vic Vaughn, have a great Christmas and a great new year, okay, buddy?
See you soon, Nick. Happy holidays.
And here's Vic.